Hello and welcome to the game of John Kurtz, joined by Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner. Today on the show, Rex Hudler going to join us at 5:10. We will talk a decent amount of Royals today. I know it's been a rough start to the season, but there's one guy who can get you fired up about the Royals at virtually any time, and that is Rex Hudler. We've got some more national love for K-State football in Hour 2 at 5:25. Mitch has his Jabroni of the Week at 5:50 as well. Going to open up by talking about some comments from Dayton Moore that center around some of the discussions we have been having about the Royals as well. Game KMAN on Twitter. If you have questions or comments, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350. If you have questions or comments that you'd like to divulge over the phone as well. Perhaps you are moonlighting as an imposter of an NFL reporter and you'd like to call into the show. That is how you would do it.
I swear I will let you do 2 hours by yourself and I'll walk out of the studio. I am not having that today.
Will you have some Dayton Moore, CC Sabathia talk here for the opening segment like we had regularly scheduled? Or do we need to
That's fine.
Get off.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, the Royals lose last night to the New York Yankees. CC Sabathia got his 20th win against the Royals. Jason Hammel was really bad. I don't want to spend a ton of time on the individual game in and of itself. But I will say this. I did not realize CC Sabathia was still pitching with the Yankees until yesterday when I was looking just at the info for the game, like CC Sabathia. I mean, the Yankees have completely rebuilt that thing, retooled that thing from the ground up in their farm system, unlike what they used to do in the days of us knowing the Yankees in the 90s and early 2000s. I just thought CC Sabathia had to be gone because of all that, but he's still there on that monster contract. And he absolutely owns the Royals, man. How about 13-5 at the K? He's got more victories against the Royals than all but one active pitcher, 20. And the one guy that's active that has more is Justin Verlander, who plays in the same division. I mean, he's getting that many more opportunities. I wanted to say, okay, let's go on the show today. Like, who has owned K-State like this? Who has owned the Royals, Chiefs like this? Is there anybody? I came up with one name.
Okay.
One name.
Oh, it could be Royals, Chiefs, K-State, anybody?
Right. Any of our teams of discussion here on the show. I came up with one name.
Who's that?
Joe Buck. Joe Buck is the only one who owns the Royals as much as CC Sabathia. That is the only real apt comparison
not,
I can come up with.
Not Joe Mauer, not Albert Pujols.
No, Joe Buck. Joe Buck. There's only one guy that's been inside
Paul Konerko.
Royals fans like Joe Buck.
I really don't think you mean that.
You don't think I mean that?
I think you're just trying to get us and others riled up about the Bumgarner
situation. I mean, come on. Let's take this and go inside the numbers, so to speak, a little bit here on Joe Buck. We are in 2017, and there are still people that hate him 3 years later, after 2.5 years later, after the Royals have won a World Series since the Joe Buck thing happened. But yet there is still that much of a grudge held by some people. I'd say that's Joe Buck.
I don't think there's that many people that still hold that much of a grudge.
It took you a while to come around.
But I came around. I don't hold it against him anymore. He was great on Brockmeyer last week, by the way, if you happen to see that. It was awesome. No. I don't want to bring a broadcaster into this discussion. Come on, man.
To me, it's the only thing that really appropriately fits here.
Because you could really say that he's like 1-0 against the Royals. I don't know if that's ownership, being 1-0 against somebody.
Yeah, but that was it was a hell of a one.
Yeah?
It was a big-time one for Joe Buck. Dayton Moore, I think these comments came before the game yesterday. He spoke to members of the media and basically was pumping the brakes big time on any talk of a fire sale for the Royals, which we know has been ever since the first couple weeks of the season, really the story of the season. And what everybody talks about the most with this team is at what point would you go into that? Would you do it right now? There have been reports in the last few weeks. One came from the New York Post that the Royals have been using some of their advanced scouts to go scout minor league systems as opposed to the typical big league teams that are coming up on the schedule, which would lead you to believe that the fire sale is coming. And there was the report about the Nationals having talks with the Royals about Kelvin Herrera. Dayton Moore denied all that stuff and said if there is going to be any kind of quote-unquote fire sale, getting rid of some of the top prospects here. We're talking Moustakas, Kane, Hosmer, perhaps Herrera, Jason Vargas. It would not happen until July. They were good comments, I think, from Dayton Moore. And on the surface, it sounds very obvious. Of course he's going to go out and say, we wouldn't do anything until July, and they wouldn't do anything until July. Nobody really does that until you get close to the trade deadline because, I mean, why do it right now? You have so much time between now and then. But the one thing I will say about these comments that I like from Dayton Moore is they felt like cut from the same cloth as what Ned Yost does a lot of times publicly, which is sticking up for and therefore protecting the players. I think Dayton Moore coming out and saying these things, whether or not it's true that the Royals are scouting things differently right now because of the situation they're in, it doesn't matter. The public answer needs to be, no, we're not doing that. Just for the mere fact of not creating a distraction, not riling up the players, not adding anything else to their plate other than trying to go out and win games.
Yeah, I mean, you have to take all the information into account. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to try to be maneuvering trades right now because you are not where you expected to be at this point in the season for sure, but you're five games back. You have played better baseball as of late. You've got a winning record this month. You have a roster not full of guys like – we're not talking about the Padres here where you know that those guys are not good players and they're not going to win or they're not capable of winning. The Royals have a lot of quality players that just have not played well this season. So I don't think that there's any problem with looking down those avenues and seeing what your options may be in 4 to 6 weeks or something like that and using some of those scouts to take a look at some minor leaguers. I don't blame them for that at all, but there's just no point in even discussing actually making moves until you're literally out of it, or at least mathematically it looks pretty impossible for you, and the Royals are still a month away from that.
Yeah, and Dayton Moore comes from the Atlanta Braves, where they just consistently won and won and won throughout the 90s. I mean, he knew how to put together, or at least learn from guys who knew how to put together just long-term plans, blueprints for success with the Braves. So that leads me to believe they probably are doing some things differently in 2017 as far as, you know, whether it is scouting, devoting more resources to figuring out what other teams have, putting out feelers. I'm sure things like that are happening, but you just can't let that see the light of day publicly. You have to have two completely different faces there, and it's more important, I would say, in a year like 2017 than it is in your typical year, which have been the last couple. I say typical of the new winning Royals of the last handful. It's a different mindset. You knew things were going to be different this year just because of all those guys that are free agents. That changed the tone of the season so much that I'm sure they've done their due diligence. I'm sure they have, and I'm sure they continue to do so. But you got to protect it from becoming a distraction because then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you start putting that out there, hey, we're looking for trades, we are trying to do some things differently, it becomes a distraction for the players, they get upset about it, well, then you're more likely to start losing games. And therefore, it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy that you wind up trading guys because they have no real chance to actually get back into the race if they're having to deal with more in the way of distractions.
Well, and another big part of this is just looking at things from a standing standpoint. The Royals have the worst record in the American League right now at 16-22. They're four games out of the wild card. I mean, every team is just stacked in so close with each other. You've got the Yankees that have the best team best record overall at 23-13, and the Royals are 16-22. I mean, there's just such a small gap between those that you have no idea what's going to happen, and it would make no sense to try to make a move now. It's just all about positioning yourself so that if you do happen to go on another streak, like when they lost 9 straight earlier this year, if that were happening again, you just want to know who you're taking calls from and who your goals are going to be as far as who to acquire when you do make a trade.
And Ned Yost has fit into this as well. I think the Royals have always done a really nice job of being prepared, but at the same time, keeping things where they need to be in the public eye. I mean, Ned Yost, going back to like when Alcides Escobar was actually playing in the lineup circa 2011, people wanted him out because his numbers were so bad, and Ned Yost continued to put him in there and take the bullets publicly for him, and it turned into Alcides Escobar being a legitimate contributor, and he was ALCS MVP, mm-hmm. was he not,
yep.
In 2015. So he wound up playing a really crucial role there. And whenever there have been criticisms of that, when Mike Moustakas went through his Vargy pitched a great game thing, anytime there's been distractions, Ned Yost has been the guy to get up there and take the bullet and make sure that what's being said behind closed doors and what's being said to the public is the way that it needs to be. Under the Dayton Moore, Ned Yost regime, everything like that has always been handled very well, and I think this just falls in line with that once again. Royals and Yankees tonight, 7:15 for the first pitch. You can hear it from the Royals radio network here on KMAN. 5:10, Rex Hudler from Fox Sports Kansas City will join us, hopefully to put a positive spin on everything. I think we all know that is the way Rex Hudler rolls. When we come back, ESPN is really taking everyone out of their comfort zone. You're listening to The Game.